The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So hello and welcome everyone to Happy Hour. It's lovely to be with you. It's so nice to come together in Sangha. Oh, how nice it is. So let's start meditating together, and I will reveal the theme during our meditation. So let's settle, let's arrive. So, settling in our seats. If your body needs to shift and move, maybe left and right a bit, opening your chest, perhaps rolling your shoulders back. Maybe lifting your arms even, or whatever else is needed to have a sense of, okay, I am here. I am here. I am here. Feeling the body, sense of embodiment. And when you feel ready, landing in the body, turning the gaze inward, closing your eyes if it feels okay, comfortable, allowing the back to be upright. And softening, inviting the body to soften. Inviting the heart to soften. If there have been moments of self-criticism, criticism of others, can we for now soften, release, all of that? We can always pick it up later, but for now. See what happens if we invite the heart to unclench whatever it's been clenching. If there's been even a soft clenching of a fist around criticism, worry, fear, hatred, the whole lot. Of unwholesome mind states. What if we invite the heart to soften just a little bit? Just a little bit. Allowing the breath to move more freely through the space of the heart and the body. Realizing this is my time. This is my time. This time is what I'm taking to nourish my heart, my mind, both for myself and for the sake of others. So can there be a sense of seclusion, as if you were drawing an invisible loving boundary around yourself. Telling thoughts right now, for now, I'm taking this space of refuge to cultivate presence. Please come back later. Letting the world hum along as it's humming along. Stepping out for a moment in the space of refuge and kindness and presence so that we can better engage, better serve. Feeling the wholesomeness of taking refuge. The body with the breath. The simplicity of this moment. It's an act of care. It's an act of care for ourselves. It is an act of care for others. You might hear a little voice that goes, oh, it's selfish. You're taking time for yourself. It's not. It's an act of care all around. Feeling the wholesomeness of the refuge in the body with the breath here. Now, with each breath, Allowing yourself to enjoy, to really savor. Savor the wholesomeness of taking refuge right now in this impermanent moment. The busyness that came before, the busyness that will come later. Notwithstanding, but just right now. Drawing this invisible boundary to keep thoughts, the world out, to be present, to pay attention, even for 1 second, see if it's possible, not to get engaged, not to get entangled in plans and memories and all of that, just for a second. I know you can. I know you can. And then try for 1 more second. 1 more second. Can you let go of all the thoughts? 1 more second. I know you can. Having compassion, kindness for this heart, for this mind. The wholesomeness of refuge, an entanglement. And the heart and mind settle. Wisdom, kindness, metta, compassion can arise. When the heart and mind are not entangled, that's the idea. See if there can be some refuge, birthplace. the stability, the birthplace of kindness. Can there be a rejoicing in the simplicity of the mind and heart in this moment? As much unentanglement as is available. Even for 1 second, rejoicing. Rejoicing in refuge. Rejoice in refuge. As we bring this period of sitting to a close, let's take a final moment to release and to feel the goodness, the wholesomeness of taking refuge in the simplicity of this moment as a gift to ourselves and others, to rejoice, take a moment to rejoice in refuge, especially important when the world is, oh, is it, is as it is, with so much happening, so much of it not good. It's important to take refuge and find, rejoice in refuge for the sake of ourselves and others, so we can engage with more stability, with more expansion of the heart, instead of cringing, collapsing. So, taking a final moment to rejoice in refuge for the sake of yourself, ourselves, and all beings everywhere. May all beings be safe. May all beings be happy. May all beings everywhere be free, including ourselves. Thank you, friends. Thank you for your practice. So the theme for our practice today was taking refuge in the simplicity of this moment, and then taking rejoice in refuge, again with the intention of resourcing ourselves, our hearts, our minds, to be more present in the world that seems to be on fire in so many ways. It is wholesome to take this time. And the invitation at the beginning was to let go, to draw this invisible, I don't know, boundary, like as if you're in an invisible tent sitting, and you tell thoughts, not right now, thank you. And there's metta all around. Somehow I had this image that came up for me in my practice of, you know, how the Buddha is described at the night of his enlightenment, sitting under the Bodhi tree, and Mara, the personification of distraction and ill will and all that, is throwing arrows at him, arrows of hatred. And when these arrows get to this invisible space around him, I would say, you know, what I was imagining you would have around you, these arrows get transformed to flower petals because of his metta, because of his kindness and taking refuge. And so this transformation of, oh, not here, I'm gonna take some refuge in these moments, find some stability in the world, and then step back into it with more presence. So that was the invitation, because taking refuge is important and rejoicing is important. Finding simple, you know, very simple, easily available. Wow, just taking a moment to create the space for yourself in your mind, in your heart. It doesn't have to be winning the lottery. It can be very simple, very accessible to create a space in the heart and mind to settle and to rejoice. You with me? We don't have to wait for the wow, this is already wow, that we can do this. It is possible. It is possible. It is possible. I know you can. I know all of us can. So with that, I want to invite us to a space of refuge with one another. Can we enter the breakout rooms, the breakthrough rooms, I like to call them, with a heart of kindness, a heart of, oh, here we are in the space of kindness with one another, with other alive human beings. And you can be silent in the room. You don't have to say much if you don't want to. You can say a few words about the practice, about this exploration of refuge and rejoice in refuge, or just hold silent space if your turn comes. We'll go reverse alphabetical order, offer something for your own benefit. Next person comes back to you. Go around a few times if you wish, and if it comes to you and you want to say, pass, or I just want to spend a minute being silent with the two of you, you can say that. Just see what it feels like. Space of refuge together. See how nourishing that might feel. As it felt alone, now see what it can feel like being in community, taking refuge from you know, the madness of our collective minds. Our collective minds, we're a part of it. We co-create this reality together. So can we bring kindness? Can we cultivate kindness together? So that's the invitation. And I am going to create the breakout rooms now, inviting you to support yourself, support one another, and be kind. Be kind. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to one another. Here we go. The rooms are open. You, what's up, Jerry?
I'm traveling to Krakow, Poland tomorrow for a fibromyalgia meeting, and I guess I'm frightened. I'm frightened because it's a war. I'm getting closer to Ukraine, and I'm getting closer to, of course, Europe. And and of course, there's a sense of I need to develop perhaps radical acceptance of the uncertainty of war. And I guess I just wondered if that's an appropriate way of trying to cope with things that I don't have control over. That's the question.
I think you already have the answer.
Yes, I guess I want your reassurance.
Yeah, and I turn you to your own inner wisdom, Jerry, because you do know. You know, one either decides to go or not to go. And if you decide that you're going to live your life and go, I mean, you could decide not to go. That's obviously, that's an option, right? But and I didn't catch the country you're flying to. Say that again. Oops, you got muted. Hold on. I'm going to ask you to unmute again.
Poland.
Oh, Poland. Yeah. And, you know, if you decide to go, then, you know, we go with an open heart and open mind, knowing that you're living your life and things are uncontrollable and ungovernable.
Okay.
It's and things can happen anywhere at any moment, right? It's, of course, the mind rightly thinks, okay, I'm, you know, on a plane, there's a war, Europe, Ukraine. And yet, anything can happen at any time. Driving in a car is even more dangerous than getting on a plane, even at a time of war in the Middle East, or you're going to Europe, so it's not so bad. But, you know, anything can happen at any time. You can have an aneurysm, right? It's just, so do we stop breathing? I mean, that's kind of funny to say that. But how do we live our life knowing that, yeah, anything can happen at any moment? Absolutely. I mean, we don't want to take any unreasonable risks for the sake of ourselves and others. We want to be wise. And yet, see how much of the fear is unreasonable. And it's just, it's just fear.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jerry. Safe travel, Stephanie.
So, first of all, Jerry, really safe travels. We're allowed to crosstalk right now, right?
No, we're not.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
In that case, sending metta to all of you. My personal thanks right now is just for using the word refuge, because I have taken so much refuge in the Sangha over the last couple of weeks, and it has been exactly that. It has been refuge, and I really, truly, if this isn't crosstalk, and even if it is, invite everybody to do the same, because never in the 35 years that I have been practicing have I felt this kind of love and support that I feel with this group. And yeah, that's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Stephanie. So appreciate your words and how you're feeling, really feeling supported and held by this community, and also inviting others. It's not crosstalk. You're really relying and drawing from your deep, deep feeling of wow, this is Sangha. This is what the Buddha talks about. Buddha, Dharma, Sangha. Sangha community? Wow, triple jewel, as important as the Buddha, as important as the teachings, as important as everything else is community. Oh, I feel it, says Stephanie. And hey, people, it's here. It's existent. Take advantage of it. Like, it's here. You don't know how good you have it. You just really, or maybe you do know how good you have it. You're Stephanie speaking. Yeah, I completely agree. I completely agree. And you know, and I understand, like, when we go into small groups, sometimes some people sign off, and sometimes it's not the right time. Maybe, you know, you're not feeling well, you have a headache, and it just be, you know, engaging with others does not feel appropriate. And yet I feel a little bit of, oh, when I see people sign off, I'm like, stay, this is the best part. You know, you want to be in small groups and just be silent, but be in small groups. You don't have to say much. So, yeah. Thanks, Stephanie. Thank you for being a stalwart part of the Sangha. Any other reflections on the practice and small groups and the invitation for refuge and just simplicity and rejoicing in refuge? I think rejoice can be like, wait, what? Rejoice? The world's on fire. Rejoice. Cindy.
Thanks, Nikki. You know, during the small group, and I love them, I love the breakout groups. It's huge. And the first time around, I talked about taking refuge in tonight, the Sangha, the love, places where people's hearts are open and kind and sharing. And, you know, every night is just beautiful. And the second round, I took refuge in right outside here, about 12, 10, 30, 20 feet from me. When I step out my door was a steelhead salmon for the last 3 days, who came up from San Gregorio Beach right outside our door, and she's spawning. And she, for 2 days, I watched her with the little males, you know, have to be there too. And then today was the end of her, because she had done her job, you know. And I just was so engrossed, and it was so beautiful. And I had to share that with the small group, and I wanted to share it with everyone else, because it was like the life cycle. You know, I watched her come up, do her job, watch her nest, swim around, and she's dying. And it's like nature. I mean, I guess the message is nature can just bring you right where you need to be. Thank you.
Thank you, Cindy. Thank you for that transmission, from our teacher nature, from our teacher steelhead salmon, female steelhead salmon, mama steelhead salmon.
Beautiful.
Yeah, thank you. Wow. May we all feel really that we are nature. We are part of nature. We come, we do our piece, our part, whatever it is, whatever our service is, living our unique song, and it's okay. Thanks, Cindy. Diana, please.
I've been having a lack of feeling for a couple of days now for someone I'm close to, a family member, and it's been like a blank, even hostile or even just weird, not angry, but a complete emptiness or blank towards someone. And when I got here tonight, and the topic seemed unrelated to this, but I was noticing it for a few days, and even today especially, and refuge. So I participated in the meditation, and after a while, the idea of this stability and the quietness and the simplicity and the refuge and the space opening up, and that was what... you mentioned that several times, the idea of the open heart and space opening up. And at some point, towards the very end, and I don't know when, that feeling had passed. I have feelings again. Some space opened up or something happened. And that blank is gone. And... so there you have it. Something happened within the refuge that I participated in, and something opened up, and it was room. It was space. Something got, I don't know what it is, something lifted off or what I was going to do. And so, so those good feelings are back, warm feelings, and versus a blank emptiness. So anyway. So that was unexpected, this topic of refuge, and then participating in the meditation, and then leading me into a whole different path that I had not anticipated.
How beautiful. Thanks for sharing your practice report, Diana. It's lovely. And even though it seems unrelated, it isn't, right? It absolutely is related, because it's the spaces of the heart. And sometimes we are confused. We try so hard. We try to fix it. Like, how am I feeling? Whereas, oh, sweetheart, just sit. Give it space. Just let it, let the sediment, let the heart settle in its own way. And sometimes feelings arise, you know, things become clarified. Maybe sometimes even like if we're angry at someone or upset at someone, something we can't quite even access, it comes up and then clears up. So to give it space, really take refuge in the simplicity. And it's the birthplace, as I was sharing, it's really the birthing of kindness, compassion, and awareness is the birthplace. So inviting awareness, inviting settling, inviting being. And beautiful how things shifted in your heart just on their own without trying so hard, giving them space.
I didn't even know why these, I didn't go that far. Why this was happening, the feelings and the lack of it. I didn't have to. So
yeah, exactly. Just arising on their own. Thanks, Diana. Thanks so much. Yeah. So on that note, thank you all. Thank you for your practice. Thank you for coming together for the sake of ourselves and others and cultivating presence, cultivating a space of refuge for our hearts and minds so that we can be more present for ourselves and others with kindness. May all beings be well. May all beings be free. Ding, ding, ding. It's my verbal bell. I'm going to invite you all to unmute yourselves. Let's see. There. You can unmute yourselves now.
Thank you, Stephanie.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks,
take care.
Thanks,
everyone.
See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye. You.
Thank you, Nikki. Bye.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Me is the love.
Bye, everyone.
Bye. Bye. Goodbye.